Many economists are talking about the threat of a potential recession within the next year. There is soaring inflation, and the Federal Reserve has been taking aggressive steps to try to address the problem. Earlier this month, it approved its biggest interest rate hike in decades. But CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger says there are some upsides to a potential downturn. The host of Jill on Money is with us now, eager to hear about those potential upsides, Jill. Lots of people are talking about a recession on the way. The Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has said it is not inevitable, but she does expect to see the economy slow down. How do you see it?
Well, I think that no matter what, we are seeing a slowdown as we speak. And that is partially because consumers and businesses are spending less money. So that slows things down a little bit. That we're spending money on gas, can't spend it elsewhere in the economy. And also because the Federal Reserve is raising interest rates. And, you know, there's no way to come out of this without slowing down. That is the actual intent of rising interest rates. So here's the good news. The boring parts of your financial life are going to come back into vogue once again. And let me start by saying that every single one of us who went through the pandemic, and we all did, now knows the value of an adequate emergency reserve fund. And what is adequate? It is 6 to 12 months of your living expenses in a boring old savings, checking, money market, or short-term CD. That kind of safety net can give you such peace of mind as the economy slows down or even potentially goes into a recession.
So if we are talking about a deep and maybe brief recession, we're also talking about a job market that's on fire. Are these kinds of swings the new normal?
I'm not going to say the new normal. I'm just going to say this is where we are today. Often in a recession, there is a potential drop-off in the labor market. Now, the strange thing is as you note, the labor market has been extraordinarily hot. I think that that idea actually gives you some time to take stock of what's going on in your work life. So, for example, we know that there are more than 11 million job openings right now. Before you make the leap and say, I'm just going to go and take a new job, remember, if we get a slowdown, oftentimes the last people into an organization are the first ones to go if things turn south. Also, do you have some great benefits right now that you're not taking advantage of? For example, we know that a lot of employers are providing some educational support. Maybe this job that you have right now, even though it doesn't pay quite as much, you like it. You like the people you work with. That's worth a lot, especially when you think about what could happen in the future.
So you say, I mean, those are really interesting ideas. You're saying instead of just kind of sitting back and being under the covers, you can actually take certain actions. What can you do to future-proof your job and your career?
Well, I think that very critically look at what your job is and where you could go if in the event of something bad happens. So that means you got to fire up that network. Isn't that annoying? I'm like an Uber networker. Like I love networking, which is just talking
to
my friends.
Doesn't surprise me,
Jill. I know, right? I mean, really. So I'm going to say that for someone like me, this is not a big deal, but for the shy person out there, it can be really daunting. But I want to encourage you to not think of it as networking. Just think like touching base with my pals, because the hard thing is, when things do turn south, and they will at some point, it's hard to start from scratch. So you want to do something now because things do turn quite quickly. And those who are acting in advance of a downturn, I think, will be paid back handsomely for doing so.
Always interesting. Jill Schlesinger, business analyst at CBS News. She's the host of Jill on Money. Thank you, Jill.
Great to be with you. Thank you.